and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned in again this time to our broadcast, and we're taking a break for a few broadcasts to deal with an issue that's in our communities, making an appeal to the Lord's people and making even an appeal to those that are non-believers, making an appeal to the leaders of our communities to do that which is honoring unto the Lord. Last time we addressed about the money consideration of the communities in our region. On January 17th, the communities of Auburn and Adairville in Logan County will have before them to vote to determine whether their towns will become wet and it'll become lawful for alcohol sales there in those two communities. So the community of Trenton in Todd County on January 24th will also have the same voting to determine whether or not they will become wet. And we just wish to make an appeal to the Lord's people, those that claim the name of the Lord, get out and vote the way your Lord would have you to do, remembering that in our land, our communities, our country, our state, we need to be honoring unto our Lord. And it's the duty of the children of God, those who claim salvation by the Lord and claim to be His children, for us to take the privilege and the blessing of our citizenry, the stewardship that we have of our Lord in our citizenry and the right to vote. There are very few countries that have the freedom that we have. That's been granted to us by our Lord, and we need to take that freedom and use it well for Him. And so vote the way the Lord would have you to vote regarding this issue, keeping in mind the Word of God and what He says in it. And to the leadership of our communities, please seek those things that would be a ongoing edification and blessing to the communities. I see this of alcohol, taverns, bars, distilleries, wineries. I see that as just being a short-term thing financially. I don't think there's any blessing at all whatsoever in regards to having those in our communities. But the stores, businesses, manufacturing facilities, those things help a community and help families. I don't see in any way how the alcohol sales could help any family. And the greater availability, the increased availability of such products to the citizenry of our region and community will not be an advantage to them in any way, than advantage to us in any way. Also, in regards to the finances, maybe you're not a believer, you just don't think God exists. You know, maybe your position would be, say, well, this is one way that we enjoy ourselves. Well, consider about the revenue that's collected, how little of that comes back to a community like ours from the state and from the feds. But then all the misery and woe, $10,000 worth of distilled products can cause a lot of damage in families and in homes to infrastructure. And there's going to be an increased taxing or laboring of our law enforcement that's going to come from anything like this. When sales such as this open up, it just increases. It's just that way. And so even if $10,000 in sales were taxed at a 30% level, $10,000 worth of liquor can do way more damage than $3,000 worth of taxes can deal with it. And so and then that's not to mention the things that money cannot touch, the loss of life, the maiming and injuring of people and of children, damaged and broken homes, brutalized women and wives, the loss of jobs and productivity because of going to, you know, people becoming alcoholics and addicted to such. And so, even if you're not a believer, understand that these things have ramifications, and I don't think that anyone can calculate or show how it would be a benefit to a community in the complete and full scale of things. We read a passage last time in Isaiah chapter 5, in verse number 11. Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, and that continue until night, till wine inflame them. And the harp, and the viol, and the tabret, and the pipe, and the wine are in their feast, but they regard not the work of the Lord, neither consider the operation of his hands. You know, we need to understand that just because we can do a thing doesn't make it right. Our ability to create and our ability to invent and pursue things and use science and develop technology and all these things, that's a blessing from God Almighty, and we need to use these things well. And so just because we can distill doesn't mean that we should distill. We live in a great day of medicine, and the blessing of medicine and discovery of doctoring and that in our day, and we're much advantaged by that. Life expectancy has been increased, and although there's a double-edged sword with medical technology, I believe pretty much in every case, on the whole, we're thankful for it, and praise the Lord for it. It's his blessing upon us. But just because we can distill doesn't mean that we need to today. There was a day that liquors were needed for the sake of medicinal fare. It's just the way that it is. But that's been replaced by all the technology that our Lord has blessed us with. And so we just don't have a need for those kind of things in this day. So just because we can doesn't mean that we should. And so we need to realize that. We need to realize that we live unto our Lord and before him. It says here in this passage, that those that are pursuing after strong drink and that which inflames them, talking about the drunkenness, they said, and then the music that's associated with that, which usually that's the way it is when there is drink, there is music, and much of that in our day is inappropriate, not glorifying music to our Lord. It says it promotes a spirit here that there's no regarding of the work of the Lord. He's given us life. He's given us ability. He's given us wealth and the ability to gain wealth in our land. And the pursuing after such a thing just causes the hearts of men to diminish in thought and consideration about the work of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord. Let us not take the things and the blessing of God upon us as a community, as a region, as a nation, and use those things to develop other things to sin against our God. Drunkenness is a sin, and we don't need the adults of our land or the children of our land to be found drunk and out of control of their being. Sin is compounded and multiplied with drunkenness and the altering of the spirits of men to where they're out of control. There's actually, from the scriptures, we can understand that in the use of alcohol and drugs, the consciousness and the mental awareness and the mental stalwartness of people is compromised to where they can become used of the devil. To be a hurt to themselves and a hurt and a damage unto society. How is it that someone can just be loving of their spouse and caring for their wife, loving of their children, and then become inebriated and then find it so very easy to beat that one that they love, to beat that woman, that wife that they have, or to abuse the children that they have or beat them. How is that? How is it that someone's spirit can so be altered? We just don't need more of this in our community. Pardon me. And so, a regarding of the Lord. What would the Lord have our community to do in regards to the expansion of the sale of alcohol and liquor in our community? Proverbs chapter 20 is a hallmark passage regarding such. We want to touch on it. In Proverbs chapter 20, verse number 1, the words of Solomon, the wisest man in all the earth, save the Lord Jesus Christ when he came as a man. And he writes here, and he knows this by experience, wine is a mocker. And so there's a personification of wine here, which we know that wine is in and of itself is inanimate. It can do nothing. It's not a person. But wine is given, is personified here, and understand what it does. The wine, the alcohol, the bourbon, the beer, all those things that they sit there in their containers, and then when they're consumed by an individual and they become inebriated, it takes and compromises a person. The strength of the will of their heart and their mind is just brought low because they're not in control anymore. And they are mocked. Alcohol is strong in that it makes men weak and makes men do things that they should not do or would not otherwise do if they were not out of control in their hearts. And so the drink just mocks mankind as he partakes of it and becomes inebriated by it and is brought low, brought low. What a terrible thought for someone to become so ill from being intoxicated and having to vomit up because their system just can't handle how much they have taken in. Vomiting is I don't desire to be gross, but it just needs to be faced for what it is. To throw up their guts, claiming that that's a good time, and going back to it again, and being so compromised. If they were not inebriated and they would just throw up as a normal course from being ill or having the flu, there would even be embarrassment there. But the drunkard is not embarrassed because they're so compromised in their spirit. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And this raging is talking about loudness, a great commotion and a clamor. And that's what happens with many that consume such. They get loud, don't they? And get obnoxious and say things that they should not say. And the whole situation is just compromised. The scripture goes on to say, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Well, we have it there. Will we be deceived by these things? I pray not. I pray that the people of God will come out and vote the way your Lord would have you to vote, the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, those that maybe aren't believers, consider about our community. Consider about the children of our community. Consider about the enterprise and the business of our community. Will we really be helped? Will we really, for the long haul, be helped by these things? I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the word and the truth of his gospel. A farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org.
Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.